艰难的两周到来前采取严格的社交疏离措施。特朗普在白宫的新闻发布会上说，对美国人民来说，在接下来30天遵守这些指导方针是绝对重要的，这是生死攸关的问题。他称未来两周将非常非常痛苦，并提醒美国人民为艰难的日子做好准备。白宫应对疫情小组领导人之一比尔·克斯在发布会上展示的图表显示，在今后的几个月里，死于新型冠状病毒的人数将大幅跃升至10万人至24万人。比尔·克斯告诉记者，没有什么灵丹妙药，没有神奇的疫苗或疗法，仅仅是行动。我们的每一个行动都将转化成某种东西，改变了未来30天这种病毒的大流行的进程。副总统彭斯在发布会上表示，各方采取的缓解措施正在产生影响。彭斯说，我们有理由相信它正在发挥作用，不要气馁。联合国秘书长安东尼奥·古特雷斯31日表示，新冠病毒大流行是自二次大战以来最严重的全球危机，令人担忧这可能使各地出现冲突。古特雷斯说，疫情威胁到每一个人，并冲击到经济导致衰退，影响所及可能是近代史上无可比拟的。新冠疫情目前仍然在全世界持续蔓延，截至发稿为止，全球确诊病例已经超过85万例，死亡42088人。古特雷斯强调，唯有大家团结一心，同心协力，抛开政治博弈，了解人类处于危急的关头，才有可能发展出更稳固有效的因应办法。针对疫情对失业率、中小企业和弱势群体所带来的影响，古特雷斯警告，我们还没有一套协助开发中国家的全球性方案，创造出可同时遏制疫情并因应严重后果的环境。他说，我们缓慢往正确的方向迈进，但是必须加快脚步，如果想要击败病毒，得付出更多的行动。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期二表示，美国自1948年以来就是世界卫生组织最大的资助国，美国去年对世界卫生组织提供的资助超过4亿美元，是中国资助份额的10倍。美国去年对联合国难民署提供的资助将近17亿美元，中国只提供了190万美元，而联合国难民署正在帮助贫困国家防范新型冠状病毒的传播。蓬佩奥指出，联合国儿童基金会正在全球各地采取紧急行动对抗新冠病毒的侵袭，包括中国和伊朗在内。美国2019年对联合国儿童基金会提供的资助超过7亿美元，远远超过中国去年对联合国儿童基金会提供的资助份额。蓬佩奥并透露，新冠病毒疫情爆发以来，联合国世界粮食计划署已经向全球74个国家运送了85批食品与个人保护设备，帮助这些国家对抗疫情。美国仅在去年就向世界粮食计划署提供了价值80亿美元的资助，占其年度开支的42%。蓬佩奥说，美国虽然不经常谈论国际援助，但美国民众应该了解美国对上述重要国际组织所提供的巨大援助并引以为荣。美国将一如既往地履行自己对国际组织的承诺。美国海军上星期二首次在罗斯福号航空母舰上发现3名新型冠状病毒感染者，2天后又发现5人受感染，于是下令这艘航母停靠关岛，实行隔离检查。海军部代理部长莫德利当时说，所有感染者已经被空运到陆地上的医院，目前情况稳定，同时海军会检查军舰上所有官兵是否感染病毒。但是此后，新冠病毒显然继续在航母上迅速蔓延。星期一，罗斯福号航空母舰舰长克罗泽尔以不同寻常的方式给海军高层写了一份长达4页篇幅的信。
欢迎收听美国之音中文部播出的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第47课第一讲，我是肖华。
我是郑玉文。今天呢，我们继续跟着 Stewart 一家的活动来学习美国英语。经常收听我们这个英语教学节目的听众都知道， Stewart 一家呢有三代人，爷爷、父母、两个儿子和一个女儿，他们住在纽约郊区的一个叫 Riverdale 的地方。
在前面的几讲里，我们跟着 Robbie 去看大学，跟着 Richard 到美国各地去拍照片。今天呢，我们又回到了 Riverdale。
Stewart 家的老邻居 Sam 和 Pauline 夫妇俩呢，决定要搬到专门为退休人员设立的社区去住。今天他们来跟 Stewart 一家告别。 Sam 和 Pauline 夫妇认为年纪大了，搬到那里去住会比较方便。可是 Grandpa 不喜欢住在老人集居的地方，他宁愿住在现在的家里。Sam 和 Pauline 夫妇邀请 Grandpa 以后亲自去看一看。
在听课文的全文之前，我们先熟悉几个课文中的单词和词组。
Shame, S-H-A-M-E. Shame 是名词，意思是羞愧，在课文里的意思是惋惜、遗憾。
Matter, M-A-T-T-E-R.Matter 既可以用作名词，也可以用作动词。在这课课文里是做名词用，意思是问题。
Retirement, R E T I R E M E N T. Retirement 是名词，意思是退休。
Pay a visit, pay, P A Y, pay.Pay a visit 是一个固定搭配的词组，意思是参观、拜访。
Brew, B-R-E-W. Brew 是动词，意思是酿造，或者呢是煮咖啡的煮。
Offer, O-F-F-E-R. Offer 在课文里是动词，意思是提出、建议。
Nursing serviceNursing 的拼法呢是 N-U-R-S-I-N-G. Nursing service, 护理服务。
还有一点要跟大家说一下， Steward 是这一家的姓，爷爷的名字叫 Malcolm， 邻居们呢和他们都已经比较熟，所以都用名字相称。在课文里大家注意听到 Malcolm， 这就是在叫 Grandpa 呢。
好，那么下面我们把课文完整的听一遍。
Oh no, Sam. Sure we are. Please, come on over. We'll be here. Goodbye. Well, that's a shame.
Is something the matter?
That was Sam Wolfe on the phone. He says he and Pauline are moving to a retirement community, a place called Cedar Hills.
It's probably a very nice place.
Well, I'm glad I'm living with my family, Ellen. I don't think I'd be as happy in a retirement community.
Oh, Grandpa, what do you know about retirement communities? They're probably wonderful places to live.Did I hear you ask Sam and Pauline to stop by?
Yes, yeah, they want to pay us a visit, to say goodbye. I'm going to miss them.
What time will they be here?
In a few minutes. They said they were leaving the house now.
I'm going to the kitchen to make a fresh pot of coffee.
Come in!Pauline, Sam, how are you?
We're fine, and we're pretty excited about moving.
We hope this isn't goodbye, Malcolm.
Come and sit down. Ellen is in the kitchen making some coffee.
No, she's not. She's right here, and the coffee is brewing. Sam and Pauline, you two look great. You know, the neighborhood will not be the same without you.
Thank you, Ellen. But it's time for us to move on.Both Sam and I are 70 years old. Our house is too large for just the two of us.
So, where is this retirement community?
It's not far away, Malcolm. Cedar Hills is just an hour's drive from here.
It's a nice place, Malcolm. There are lots of things to do.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's like many retirement communities. It offers special activities that older people might like. Golf, discussion groups.
And it has services that older people need, like a food service and a nursing service.
Oh, that makes you sound so old. And I don't think of you as old yet.
Well, someday we will be old. But Malcolm, before that happens, we want you to come and visit us there. See it for yourself.
All right. I think I'd like that.
Grandpa 正在接老邻居 Sam 打来的电话，他接完电话告诉儿媳妇 Alan， Sam 和太太 Pauline 要搬到退休社区去住了。
Oh no, Sam. Sure we are. Please come on over. We'll be here. Goodbye.
不 Sam， 我们当然在，就请过来吧，啊，我们会在家的，啊，再见。
Well, that's a shame.
哎，真遗憾。
Is something the matter?
有什么事儿吗？
That was Sam Wolf on the phone. He says he and Pauline are moving to a retirement community, a place called Cedar Hills.
刚才是 Sam Wolf 来电话，他说他跟 Pauline 呢就要搬到退休社区去住了，一个叫 Cedar Hills 地方。
It's probably a very nice place.
那儿可能是一个非常好的地方。
Shame， 我们刚才讲了是羞耻、惭愧的意思。要是说某个人 without shame 或者 no shame， 意思是不知羞耻。Bring shame on somebody 是给某人带来耻辱。
但是啊。Grandpa 说的 That's a shame 可就不能翻成耻辱的意思哦，而是惋惜、遗憾的意思。有的时候其中还会带有一些不满的意思，比方说 What a shame， 太可惜了，太糟糕了，太遗憾了。
Alan 听到 Grandpa 表示惋惜，马上就问 Is something the matter？ 有什么事吗？有什么问题吗？ MatterMATTER 这个词用处很多，人们经常说 It doesn't matter， 意思是没关系。那么人们也常问 What's the matter？ 怎么了？
Grandpa 对 Ellen 说 That was Sam Wolf on the phone。 刚才呢是 Sam Wolf 来电话， On the phone 就是在电话上。像这样的说法，介词搭配往往是固定的，在电话上只能是 on the phone， 而不用别的介词。比如说 ，Harry was on the phone when I came in。我进去的时候 ，Harry 正在打电话。My younger sister is on the phone all the time。我妹妹总是在电话上。
Sam and Pauline are moving to a retirement community。Sam 和 Pauline 就要搬到退休人员集聚的社区去了。Are moving。看起来是现在进行时，但是它并不是说此时此刻正在搬，而是指即将发生的事情。
Retirement 这个词呢是动词 retire，R-E-T-I-R-E， 再加上 M-E-N-T 的后缀组成的名词，意思呢还是退休。Community 是社区的意思。Retirement community 就是退休的人集中居住的社区，顾名思义，它是供退休的上年纪的人住的地方。不过啊，它和养老院有所不同哦。
对了，美国的养老院啊，一般更像是个医院，统一提供服务，作息时间呢也都有规定，而且费用非常贵。 退休社区在很多方面同普通社区很相似，大家都住在自己的家里，基本能保持自己的生活方式，只是有一些为老年人提供的服务和设施。很多美国人啊都不喜欢养老院那样的地方，但是可以接受退休社区这样的地方。我们来听课文的第二段。 Grandpa 说他在家里住得挺自在，不喜欢退休社区，但是 Alan 提醒 Grandpa 说他其实并不了解退休社区的具体情况，也许住在那里并不像他想象的那样呢。
Well, I'm glad I'm living with my family, Ellen. I don't think I'd be as happy in a retirement community.
我很高兴跟家人住在一起。Ellen, 我想我住在退休社区就不会像现在这么愉快了。
Oh, Grandpa, what do you know about retirement communities? They're probably wonderful places to live.
Grandpa, 你对退休社区了解什么呀？在那些地方生活可能是非常好的呢。
Did I hear you ask Sam and Pauline to stop by?
我刚才听见你邀请 Sam 和 Pauline 过来坐坐，是这样吗？
Yes, yeah, they want to pay us a visit to say goodbye. I'm going to miss them.
是啊，他们想过来看看我们，跟我们说声再见。我会想念他们的。
What time will they be here?
他们什么时候来呀？
In a few minutes. They said they were leaving the house now.
哦，几分钟之后吧。他们说，就从家里出来。
I'm going to the kitchen to make a fresh pot of coffee.
我到厨房去重新煮一壶咖啡。
Grandpa 说 ，I'm glad I'm living with my family.我很高兴和我家人住在一起。这句话呢有两个部分组成。第一部分是 I'm glad， 意思就是我高兴。第二部分是 I'm living with my family， 我和家人住在一起。 I'm glad 是一个完整的句子， I'm living with my family 也是一个完整的句子，
而两个完整的句子结合在一起成为一个复合句。严格的来说，两个句子当中应该有连接词 that， 但是呢，在口语中啊，往往会省略掉。
那还有一个句型也需要解释一下。Alan 问 ，Did I hear you ask Sam and Pauline to stop by？ 我刚才听见你邀请 Sam 和 Pauline 过来坐坐，是吗？要注意的是啊，虽然这个句子用的是过去时，但是句子里的动词 ask， 因为在动词 hear 的后面。所以用的是原型而不是过去时。
再举个例子，上周末我看了一个非常动人的电影，说的呢是一个十来岁的小女孩，由于父母突然因为车祸死去，只得寄养在阿姨家。她的阿姨说 I heard her cry every night， 我每天晚上啊听到她哭泣。
那我再举个例子，我的邻居有一天对我说呀，她一个晚上都没有睡好，因为楼上的人整个晚上都在敲什么东西。他说 I heard him knock on something all night。
那么在说到拜访的时候， Alan 用了 stop by， 而 Grandpa 则用了 pay us a visit。 这两个用法在口语中都是一个意思，就是来访问。 stop by 是指短暂的非正式的访问， to pay a visit 就是比较正式的说法。比如英国首相访问了白宫，The British Prime Minister paid a visit to the White House. 在这里啊，就不能够用 stop by 了。
接下来我们来听课文的第三段。Sam 和 Pauline 来到 Stuart 家，他们告诉 Grandpa， 他们觉得自己年纪大了，没必要住那么大的房子了。另外，退休社区离这里也并不远。
Come in, come in. Pauline, Sam, how are you?
哎，快进来，快进来。哎 ，Pauline, Sam， 你们好吗
？We're fine.
我们很好。
We hope this isn't goodbye, Malcolm.
我们希望这不是最后的再见 ，Malcolm.
Come and sit down. Ellen is in the kitchen making some coffee.
哎，进来坐。Ellen 正在厨房煮咖啡呢。
No, she's not. She's right here, and the coffee is brewing. Sam and Pauline, you two look great. You know, the neighborhood will not be the same without you.
没有，我没有在那儿煮咖啡，我就在这儿，咖啡正在煮。Sam 和 Pauline, 你们俩看上去真精神啊。你们知道咱们这个社区少了你们会大不一样的。
Thank you, Ellen. But it's time for us to move on. Both Sam and I are 17 years old. Our house is too large for just the two of us.
谢谢你 Ellen, 但是现在是我们该做下一步打算的时候了。Sam 和我都七十了，我们的房子对我们俩来说太大了。
So, where is this retirement community?
那这个退休社区在什么地方呢？
It's not far away, Malcolm. Cedar Hills is just an hour's drive from here.
不远 ,Malcolm. 从这儿开车到 Cedar Hills 只要一个小时。
中文里的再见啊，和英文里的 goodbye 是一样的。意思呢是以后还会再见，有的时候很快就会再见面，有的时候呢要过很长的时间再见面。课文里由于邻居夫妇要搬到比较远的地方去住，不可能再像以前那样经常见面，所以呢 We hope this isn't goodbye 是指现在来道别，并不意味着我们搬走以后就见不到你们了。尽管用的也是 goodbye 这个词，但是呢要比我们每天常说的 goodbye 含义更深一点，所以呢我们才把 Sam 的这句话翻译成我们希望这不是最后的再见。
嗯，在学习英文的时候啊，要注意动词和名词的搭配。在这段话里 Grandpa 告诉来访的邻居 Ellen is in the kitchen making some coffee。 在中文里我们说烧咖啡或是煮咖啡，可是在英文里啊，可不能用 to cook some coffee， 你只能用 to make some coffee 或者To brew some coffee.
邻居老太太说 But it's time for us to move on. Move on. 这个词组可以用在很多不同的场合。中文把它翻译成继续前进，不断地向前。例如呢，维持秩序的人会对人群说 Move on, please. Move on 在这里意思就是往前走，请往前走，别停下来的意思。
但是啊，邻居老太太说It's time for us to move on. 这里的意思啊，有些不同了。它的意思是我们年纪大了，房子太大，该做下一步打算了。实际上啊，也是继续往前的意思，但是不是继续做同样的事情，而是做出改变。要是一个人辞去了公司的职位去做别的事情，他会对同事们说 It's time for me to move on. 也就是我该换个工作了。下面我们来听课文的第四段，也是今天课文的最后一段。Sam 和 Pauline 接着告诉 Grandpa， 退休社区里有很多专门为老年人提供的服务和设施，他们还邀请 Grandpa 去参观一下。
It's a nice place, Malcolm. There are lots of things to do.
那是个很好的地方 ，Malcolm， 有很多事情可做。
Tell me about it.
跟我讲讲吧。
Well, it's like many retirement communities. It offers special activities that older people might like. Golf, discussion groups.
和很多退休人员的社区一样，那里有上年纪的人可能喜欢的特殊活动，比如高尔夫球、讨论会等等。
And it has services that older people need, like a food service and a nursing service.
还有老年人需要的服务，像饮食、护理等服务。
That makes you sound so old. And I don't think of you as old yet.
哟，哦，你这么说就显得年纪很大了。你们在我心目里可不怎么老啊。
Well, someday we will be old.But Malcolm, before that happens, we want you to come and visit us there. See it for yourself.
我们总有一天会变老的，但是 Malcolm, 在还没有太老之前，我们想请你到我们那里去访问，让你亲眼看一看。
All right, I think I'd like that.
好吧，这个主意还倒是不错。
听众朋友，您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目 Tuning in the USA。 收听美国英语。我们刚才对课文进行了分段翻译和讲解，下面把课文从头到尾听一遍。
Oh no, Sam. Sure we are. Please, come on over. We'll be here. Goodbye. Well, that's a shame.
Is something the matter?
That was Sam Wolf on the phone. He says he and Pauline are moving to a retirement community, a place called Cedar Hills.
It's probably a very nice place.
Well, I'm glad I'm living with my family, Ellen. I don't think I'd be as happy in a retirement community.
Oh, Grandpa, what do you know about retirement communities? They're probably wonderful places to live. Did I hear you ask Sam and Pauline to stop by?
Yes, yeah, they want to pay us a visit, to say goodbye. I'm going to miss them.
What time will they be here?
In a few minutes. They said they were leaving the house now.
I'm going to the kitchen to make a fresh pot of coffee.
Come in, come in. Pauline, Sam, how are you?
We're fine, and we're pretty excited about moving.
We hope this isn't goodbye, Malcolm.
Come and sit down. Ellen is in the kitchen making some coffee.
No, she's not. She's right here and the coffee is brewing. Sam and Pauline, you two look great. You know, the neighborhood will not be the same without you.
Thank you, Ellen. But it's time for us to move on. Both Sam and I are 70 years old. Our house is too large for just the two of us.
So, where is this retirement community?
It's not far away, Malcolm. Cedar Hills is just an hour's drive from here.
It's a nice place, Malcolm. There are lots of things to do.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's like many retirement communities. It offers special activities that older people might like. Golf, discussion groups...
And it has services that older people need, like a food service and a nursing service.
Oh, that makes you sound so old. And I don't think of you as old yet.
Well, someday we will be old. But Malcolm, before that happens, we want you to come and visit us there. See it for yourself.
All right. I think I'd like that.
听众朋友，在结束这一讲之前，我们根据课文的内容做一个英文的问答练习，请大家听完每个问题之后用英语回答。
What did Sam tell Grandpa on the phone? He said that he and his wife were moving to a retirement community. Why did Sam and Pauline want to move to a retirement community?They were 70 years old and thought it was time to move on. What did Sam and Pauline like about their retirement community? They liked it because it offered a lot of services and activities for older people. Did Grandpa like to live in a retirement community? No, he enjoyed living with his family.Why did Sam and Pauline invite Grandpa to visit them? To let Grandpa see the retirement community for himself.
各位听众，收听美国英语第47课第一讲播送完了。
我是郑玉文。
我是肖华。
谢谢大家收听。
下次节目再见。
美国总统特朗普周二敦促美国人在艰难的两周到来前采取严格的社交疏离措施。 特朗普在白宫的新闻发布会上说，对美国人民来说，在接下来30天遵守这些指导方针是绝对重要的，这是生死攸关的问题。他称未来两周将非常非常痛苦，并提醒美国人民为艰难的日子做好准备。 白宫应对疫情小组领导人之一比尔克斯在发布会上展示的图表显示，在今后的几个月里，死于新型冠状病毒的人数将大幅跃升至10万人至24万人。比尔克斯告诉记者，没有什么灵丹妙药，没有神奇的疫苗或疗法，仅仅是行动，我们的每一个行动都将转化成某种东西，改变了 未来30天这种病毒的大流行的进程。副总统彭斯在发布会上表示，各方采取的缓解措施正在产生影响。彭斯说，我们有理由相信它正在发挥作用，不要气馁。联合国秘书长安东尼奥·古特雷斯31日表示，新冠病毒大流行是自二次大战以来最严重的全球危机， 令人担忧，这可能使各地出现冲突。古特雷斯说，疫情威胁到每一个人，并冲击到经济导致衰退，影响所及可能是近代史上无可比拟的。新冠疫情目前仍然在全世界持续蔓延，截至发稿为止，全球确诊病例已经超过85万例，死亡42,088人。古特雷斯强调， 唯有大家团结一心，同心协力，抛开政治博弈，了解人类处于危急的关头，才有可能发展出更稳固有效的因应办法。针对疫情对失业率、中小企业和弱势群体所带来的影响，古特雷斯警告，我们还没有一套协助开发中国家的全球性方案，创造出可同时遏制疫情并因应严重后果的环境。 他说，我们缓慢往正确的方向迈进，但是必须加快脚步，如果想要击败病毒，得付出更多的行动。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期二表示，美国自1948年以来就是世界卫生组织最大的资助国，美国去年对世界卫生组织提供的资助超过4亿美元，是中国资助份额的10倍。 美国去年对联合国难民署提供的资助将近17亿美元， 中国只提供了190万美元， 而联合国难民署正在帮助贫困国家防范新型冠状病毒的传播。蓬佩奥指出，联合国儿童基金会正在全球各地采取紧急行动对抗新冠病毒的侵袭，包括中国和伊朗在内。 美国2019年对联合国儿童基金会提供的资助超过7亿美元， 远远超过中国去年对联合国儿童基金会提供的资助份额。蓬佩奥并透露，新冠病毒疫情爆发以来，联合国世界粮食计划署已经向全球 74个国家运送了85批食品与个人保护设备， 帮助这些国家对抗疫情。 美国仅在去年就向世界粮食计划署提供了价值80亿美元的资助， 占其年度开支的42%。 蓬佩奥说，美国虽然不经常谈论国际援助， 但美国民众应该了解美国对上述重要国际组织所提供的巨大援助并引以为荣，美国将一如既往地履行自己对国际组织的承诺。 美国海军上星期二首次在罗斯福号航空母舰上发现3名新型冠状病毒感染者，两天后又发现5人受感染，于是下令这艘航母停靠关岛，实行隔离检查。海军部代理部长莫德利当时说，所有感染者已经被空运到陆地上的医院，目前情况稳定，同时海军会检查军舰上所有官兵是否感染病毒。 但是此后，新冠病毒显然继续在航母上迅速蔓延。星期一，罗斯福号航空母舰舰长克罗泽尔以不同寻常的方式给海军高层写了一份长达4页篇幅的信。
欢迎收听美国之音中文部播出的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第47课第一讲，我是肖华。
我是郑玉文。今天呢，我们继续跟着 Stewart 一家的活动来学习美国英语。经常收听我们这个英语教学节目的听众都知道， Stewart 一家呢有三代人，爷爷、父母、两个儿子和一个女儿，他们住在纽约郊区的一个叫 Riverdale 的地方。
在前面的几讲里，我们跟着 Robbie 去看大学，跟着 Richard 到美国各地去拍照片。今天呢，我们又回到了 Riverdale。
Stewart 家的老邻居 Sam 和 Pauline 夫妇俩呢，决定要搬到专门为退休人员设立的社区去住。今天他们来跟 Stewart 一家告别。Sam 和 Pauline 夫妇认为年纪大了，搬到那里去住会比较方便。可是 Grandpa 不喜欢住在老人集居的地方，他宁愿住在现在的家里。Sam 和 Pauline 夫妇邀请 Grandpa 以后亲自去看一看。
在听课文的全文之前，我们先熟悉几个课文中的单词和词组。
Shame, S-H-A-M-E。Shame 是名词，意思是羞愧，在课文里的意思是惋惜、遗憾。
Matter, M-A-T-T-E-R。Matter 既可以用作名词，也可以用作动词。在这课课文里是做名词用，意思是问题。
Retirement, R-E-T-I-R-E-M-E-N-T。Retirement 是名词，意思是退休。
Pay a visit, pay, P-A-Y, pay。Pay a visit 是一个固定搭配的词组，意思是参观、拜访。
Brew, B-R-E-W。Brew 是动词，意思是酿造，或者呢是煮咖啡的煮。
Offer, O-F-F-E-R, offer, 在课文里是动词，意思是提出、建议。
Nursing service, nursing 的拼法呢是 N-U-R-S-I-N-G, nursing service, 护理服务。
还有一点要跟大家说一下， Steward 是这一家的姓，爷爷的名字叫 Malcolm。邻居们呢和他们都已经比较熟，所以都用名字相称。在课文里大家注意听到 Malcolm， 这就是在叫 Grandpa 呢。
好，那么下面我们把课文完整的听一遍。
Oh no, Sam. Sure we are. Please come on over. We'll be here. Goodbye. Well,That's a shame.
Is something the matter?
That was Sam Wolf on the phone. He says he and Pauline are moving to a retirement community, a place called Cedar Hills.
It's probably a very nice place.
Well, I'm glad I'm living with my family, Ellen. I don't think I'd be as happy in a retirement community.
Oh, Grandpa, what do you know about retirement communities?They're probably wonderful places to live. Did I hear you ask Sam and Pauline to stop by?
Yes, yeah, they want to pay us a visit, to say goodbye. I'm going to miss them.
What time will they be here?
In a few minutes. They said they were leaving the house now.
I'm going to the kitchen to make a fresh pot of coffee.
Come in, come in. Pauline, Sam, how are you?
We're fine, and we're pretty excited about moving.
We hope this isn't goodbye, Malcolm.
Come and sit down. Ellen is in the kitchen making some coffee.
No, she's not. She's right here, and the coffee is brewing. Sam and Pauline, you two look great. You know, the neighborhood will not be the same without you.
Thank you, Ellen.But it's time for us to move on. Both Sam and I are 70 years old. Our house is too large for just the two of us.
So, where is this retirement community?
It's not far away, Malcolm. Cedar Hills is just an hour's drive from here.
It's a nice place, Malcolm. There are lots of things to do.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's like many retirement communities. It offers special activities that older people might like. Golf, discussion groups.
And it has services that older people need, like a food service and a nursing service.
Oh, that makes you sound so old. And I don't think of you as old yet.
Well, someday we will be old. But Malcolm, before that happens, we want you to come and visit us there. See it for yourself.
All right. I think I'd like that.
Grandpa 正在接老邻居 Sam 打来的电话，他接完电话告诉儿媳妇 Alan， Sam 和太太 Pauline 要搬到退休社区去住了。
Oh no, Sam. Sure we are. Please come on over. We'll be here. Goodbye.
啊，不 Sam， 我们当然在，就请过来吧，啊，我们会在家的，啊，再见。
Well, that's a shame.
哎，真遗憾。
Is something the matter?
有什么事儿吗？
That was Sam Wolf on the phone. He says he and Pauline are moving to a retirement community, a place called Cedar Hills.
刚才是 Sam Wolf 来电话，他说他跟 Pauline 呢就要搬到退休社区去住了，一个叫 Cedar Hills 地方。
It's probably a very nice place.
那儿可能是一个非常好的地方。
Shame， 我们刚才讲了是羞耻、惭愧的意思。要是说某个人 without shame 或者 no shame， 意思是不知羞耻。Bring shame on somebody 是给某人带来耻辱。
但是啊。Grandpa 说的 That's a shame 可就不能翻成耻辱的意思哦，而是惋惜、遗憾的意思。有的时候其中还会带有一些不满的意思，比方说 What a shame， 太可惜了，太糟糕了，太遗憾了。
Alan 听到 Grandpa 表示惋惜，马上就问 Is something the matter？ 有什么事儿吗？有什么问题吗？ MatterMATTER 这个词用处很多，人们经常说 It doesn't matter， 意思是没关系。那么人们也常问 What's the matter？ 怎么了？
Grandpa 对 Ellen 说 That was Sam Wolf on the phone。 刚才呢是 Sam Wolf 来电话， On the phone 就是在电话上。像这样的说法，介词搭配往往是固定的，在电话上只能是 on the phone， 而不用别的介词。比如说 ，Harry was on the phone when I came in。我进去的时候 ，Harry 正在打电话。My younger sister is on the phone all the time。我妹妹总是在电话上。
Sam and Pauline are moving to a retirement community。Sam 和 Pauline 就要搬到退休人员集居的社区去了。Are moving。看起来是现在进行时，但是它并不是说此时此刻正在搬，而是指即将发生的事情。
Retirement 这个词呢是动词 retire， R E T I R E， 再加上 M E N T 的后缀组成的名词，意思呢还是退休。Community 是社区的意思。Retirement community 就是退休的人集中居住的社区，顾名思义，它是供退休的上年纪的人住的地方。不过啊，它和养老院有所不同哦。
对了，美国的养老院啊，一般更像是个医院，统一提供服务，作息时间呢也都有规定，而且费用非常贵。 退休社区在很多方面同普通社区很相似，大家都住在自己的家里，基本能保持自己的生活方式，只是有一些为老年人提供的服务和设施。很多美国人啊都不喜欢养老院那样的地方，但是可以接受退休社区这样的地方。我们来听课文的第二段。 Grandpa 说他在家里住得挺自在，不喜欢退休社区，但是 Alan 提醒 Grandpa 说他其实并不了解退休社区的具体情况，也许住在那里并不像他想象的那样呢。
Well, I'm glad I'm living with my family, Ellen. I don't think I'd be as happy in a retirement community.
我很高兴跟家人住在一起。Ellen, 我想我住在退休社区就不会像现在这么愉快了。
Oh, Grandpa, what do you know about retirement communities? They're probably wonderful places to live.
Grandpa, 你对退休社区了解什么呀？在那些地方生活可能是非常好的呢。
Did I hear you ask Sam and Pauline to stop by?
我刚才听见你邀请 Sam 和 Pauline 过来坐坐，是这样吗？
Yes, yeah, they want to pay us a visit to say goodbye. I'm going to miss them.
是啊，他们想过来看看我们，跟我们说声再见。我会想念他们的。
What time will they be here?
他们什么时候来呀？
In a few minutes. They said they were leaving the house now.
哦，几分钟之后吧。他们说，就从家里出来。
I'm going to the kitchen to make a fresh pot of coffee.
我到厨房去重新煮一壶咖啡。
Grandpa 说 ，I'm glad I'm living with my family.我很高兴和我家人住在一起。这句话呢，有两个部分组成。第一部分是 I'm glad， 意思就是我高兴。第二部分是 I'm living with my family， 我和家人住在一起。I'm glad 是一个完整的句子， I'm living with my family 也是一个完整的句子。
而两个完整的句子结合在一起，成为一个复合句。严格的来说，两个句子当中应该有连接词 that， 但是呢，在口语中啊，往往会省略掉。
那还有一个句型也需要解释一下。Alan 问 ，Did I hear you ask Sam and Pauline to stop by？ 我刚才听见你邀请 Sam 和 Pauline 过来坐坐，是吗？要注意的是啊，虽然这个句子用的是过去时，但是句子里的动词 ask， 因为在动词 hear 的后面。所以用的是原型而不是过去时。
再举个例子，上周末我看了一个非常动人的电影，说的呢是一个十来岁的小女孩，由于父母突然因为车祸死去，只得寄养在阿姨家。她的阿姨说 I heard her cry every night， 我每天晚上啊听到她哭泣。
那我再举个例子，我的邻居有一天对我说呀，她一个晚上都没有睡好，因为楼上的人整个晚上都在敲什么东西。他说 I heard him knock on something all night。
那么在说到拜访的时候， Alan 用了 stop by， 而 Grandpa 则用了 pay us a visit。 这两个用法在口语中都是一个意思，就是来访问。 stop by 是指短暂的非正式的访问， to pay a visit 就是比较正式的说法。比如英国首相访问了白宫，The British Prime Minister paid a visit to the White House. 在这里啊，就不能够用 stop by 了。
接下来我们来听课文的第三段。Sam 和 Pauline 来到 Stuart 家，他们告诉 Grandpa， 他们觉得自己年纪大了，没必要住那么大的房子了。另外，退休社区离这里也并不远。
Come in, come in, Pauline, Sam, how are you?
哎，快进来，快进来。哎 ，Pauline, Sam, 你们好吗
？We're fine.
我们很好。
We hope this isn't goodbye, Malcolm.
我们希望这不是最后的再见 ，Malcolm.
Come and sit down. Ellen is in the kitchen making some coffee.
哎，进来坐。Ellen 正在厨房煮咖啡呢。
No, she's not. She's right here, and the coffee is brewing. Sam and Pauline, you two look great. You know, the neighborhood will not be the same without you.
没有，我没有在那儿煮咖啡，我就在这儿，咖啡正在煮。Sam 和 Pauline， 你们俩看上去真精神啊！你们知道咱们这个社区少了你们会大不一样的。
Thank you, Ellen. But it's time for us to move on. Both Sam and I are 70 years old. Our house is too large for just the two of us.
谢谢你 ，Ellen。但是现在是我们该做下一步打算的时候了。Sam 和我都70了，我们的房子对我们俩来说太大了。
So, where is this retirement community?
那这个退休社区在什么地方呢？
It's not far away, Malcolm. Cedar Hills is just an hour's drive from here.
不远 ,Malcolm. 从这儿开车到 Cedar Hills 只要一个小时。
中文里的再见啊，和英文里的 goodbye 是一样的。意思呢是以后还会再见，有的时候很快就会再见面，有的时候呢要过很长的时间再见面。课文里由于邻居夫妇要搬到比较远的地方去住，不可能再像以前那样经常见面，所以呢 We hope this isn't goodbye 是指现在来道别，并不意味着我们搬走以后就见不到你们了。尽管用的也是 goodbye 这个词，但是呢要比我们每天常说的 goodbye 含义更深一点，所以呢我们才把 Sam 的这句话翻译成我们希望这不是最后的再见。
嗯，在学习英文的时候啊，要注意动词和名词的搭配。在这段话里 Grandpa 告诉来访的邻居 Ellen is in the kitchen making some coffee。 在中文里我们说烧咖啡或是煮咖啡，可是在英文里啊，可不能用 to cook some coffee， 你只能用 to make some coffee 或者To brew some coffee.
邻居老太太说 But it's time for us to move on. Move on. 这个词组可以用在很多不同的场合。中文把它翻译成继续前进，不断地向前。例如呢，维持秩序的人会对人群说 Move on, please. Move on 在这里意思就是往前走，请往前走，别停下来的意思。
但是啊，邻居老太太说It's time for us to move on. 这里的意思啊，有些不同了。它的意思是我们年纪大了，房子太大，该做下一步打算了。实际上啊，也是继续往前的意思，但是不是继续做同样的事情，而是做出改变。要是一个人辞去了公司的职位去做别的事情，他会对同事们说 It's time for me to move on. 也就是我该换个工作了。下面我们来听课文的第四段，也是今天课文的最后一段。Sam 和 Pauline 接着告诉 Grandpa， 退休社区里有很多专门为老年人提供的服务和设施，他们还邀请 Grandpa 去参观一下。
It's a nice place, Malcolm. There are lots of things to do.
那是个很好的地方 ，Malcolm， 有很多事情可做。
Tell me about it.
跟我讲讲吧。
Well, it's like many retirement communities. It offers special activities that older people might like. Golf, discussion groups.
和很多退休人员的社区一样，那里有上年纪的人可能喜欢的特殊活动，比如高尔夫球、讨论会等等。
And it has services that older people need, like a food service and a nursing service.
还有老年人需要的服务，像饮食、护理等服务。
That makes you sound so old, and I don't think of you as old yet.
哟，哦，你这么说就显得年纪很大了。你们在我心目里可不怎么老啊。
Well, someday we will be old.But Malcolm, before that happens, we want you to come and visit us there. See it for yourself.
我们总有一天会变老的，但是 Malcolm, 在还没有太老之前，我们想请你到我们那里去访问，让你亲眼看一看。
All right, I think I'd like that.
好吧，这个主意倒是不错。
听众朋友，您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目 Tuning in the USA， 收听美国英语。我们刚才对课文进行了分段翻译和讲解，下面把课文从头到尾听一遍。
Oh no, Sam. Sure we are. Please, come on over. We'll be here. Goodbye. Well, that's a shame.
Is something the matter?
That was Sam Wolf on the phone. He says he and Pauline are moving to a retirement community, a place called Cedar Hills.
It's probably a very nice place.
Well, I'm glad I'm living with my family, Ellen. I don't think I'd be as happy in a retirement community.
Oh, Grandpa, what do you know about retirement communities? They're probably wonderful places to live. Did I hear you ask Sam and Pauline to stop by?
Yes, yeah, they want to pay us a visit to say goodbye. I'm going to miss them.
What time will they be here?
In a few minutes. They said they were leaving the house now.
I'm going to the kitchen to make a fresh pot of coffee.
Come in, come in. Pauline, Sam, how are you?
We're fine, and we're pretty excited about moving.
We hope this isn't goodbye, Malcolm.
Come and sit down. Ellen is in the kitchen making some coffee.
No, she's not. She's right here, and the coffee is brewing. Sam and Pauline, you two look great. You know, the neighborhood will not be the same without you.
Thank you, Ellen. But it's time for us to move on. Both Sam and I are 70 years old. Our house is too large for just the two of us.
So, where is this retirement community?
It's not far away, Malcolm. Cedar Hills is just an hour's drive from here.
It's a nice place, Malcolm. There are lots of things to do.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's like many retirement communities. It offers special activities that older people might like. Golf, discussion groups.
And it has services that older people need, like a food service and a nursing service.
Oh, that makes you sound so old. And I don't think of you as old yet.
Well, someday we will be old. But Malcolm, before that happens, we want you to come and visit us there. See it for yourself.
All right. I think I'd like that.
听众朋友，在结束这一讲之前，我们根据课文的内容做一个英文的问答练习，请大家听完每个问题之后用英语回答。
What did Sam tell Grandpa on the phone? He said that he and his wife were moving to a retirement community. Why did Sam and Pauline want to move to a retirement community?They were 70 years old and thought it was time to move on. What did Sam and Pauline like about their retirement community? They liked it because it offered a lot of services and activities for older people. Did Grandpa like to live in a retirement community? No, he enjoyed living with his family.Why did Sam and Pauline invite Grandpa to visit them? To let Grandpa see the retirement community for himself.
各位听众，收听美国英语第47课第一讲播送完了。
我是郑玉文，
我是肖华，
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。